many people have been queer when they were teenagers?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, when I was queer, when I was a teenager, my mother gave, you know, this is so wonderful. She gave up her bed for me so my girlfriend could come over and we could have really nice sex. I mean, how many teenagers have that, right? But most teenagers, one of my friends, you know, he's 40 and he still knows how to climb trees because that's how he saved his life. And many queer teenagers get beaten up and things are not as rosy as my experience was. Queer youth are really endangered. They're endangered around AIDS education. They're endangered with suicide. And today we have Amy talking about these issues. She's been an activist since she's 16, both in the youth AIDS community and also in the queer youth community. So here's Amy. And Amy is a Capricorn. And she's like my type of woman. She really wanted a really short skirt, and she was going to make a short skirt. It could never be short enough, and that's the type of woman I like. And she's a Capricorn, a very intense woman. She's polite. She was so good looking in her last past life that she doesn't have very many good pickup lines, so she's kind of shy. So you have to come on to her. She likes smart. Amy, are you into girls or boys today? Girls today. And she likes smart girls that have big IQs. And that really turns her on a whole lot. So here's Amy.
Shorty, even I'm wearing heels. Hi. A couple of weeks ago, a young man was at the SkyTrain, and a couple guys came up and started harassing him and started beating him up. And he pressed the button, the one you're supposed to call, whatever was the problem, and they didn't come. And then when they were asked later, they said, "We thought it was just some girl screaming." That is what happens to everyone I know. That is what happens to all of the young people I know. I don't know anyone who hasn't either had that happen to them or someone really close to them. And that's pretty much what I'm going to talk about. Queer youth have higher suicide rate, higher drug and alcohol rates, higher homelessness rates. I'm sure, I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure that there are way more queer youth drop out of school than there are straight youth. And yet, we all know this, we've all heard this, and no one other than us is doing fuck all to fix that. The few organizations we have that are supporting queer youth are severely underfunded. Most of them are being cut. One of the largest ones is being cut. We've already had our funding cut at Youth Quest. GAB Youth Services right here in Vancouver is up for renewal sometime soon. We all know their chances of actually being renewed. And then the other organization we have here in Vancouver is entirely funded not by the government. So they're lucky they've got a bit more leeway, whereas the rest of us were depending on them. What we have to recognize and what the government has to recognize is that these are life-saving organizations. We do more than just have a social place for kids to come hang out. We go into schools, we do presentations. We are helping people, whether they're queer or not, who people think are queer, and that's a big part of it. When I go into a school and talk about homophobia, I'm not just talking about it for the sake of the like 1 in 10, supposedly, that's in the class. I'm talking about it for all the guys that are a little femmy and all the girls who are a little butch, who get called dyke in the hallway every single day at school, and that is something that needs to be continued. Grassroots organizations like this are attacking homophobia at its roots. We've known about things like bullying for years, way before it became the special thing that all the politicians are talking about now. Bullying isn't just a new thing. This is something that's been going on for years and years and years. And bullying is why we have adults, people who are in their 30s or 40s who are homophobic and gay bashing, not just the teenagers in the schools that Safe Schools program is going to help prevent. Most of the government stuff is really money-oriented, right? They don't really give a shit about us. But if we can save them money, usually that's why they'll give us money. Programs like Youth Quest and GAB, if they keep two kids out of care for 1 year, that'll be our entire year's worth of funding. That's all we need. And that's not including any suicides we've prevented, any hospitalizations from gay bashings we've prevented by going into schools and talking about homophobia. Basically, we need funding, we need support, we don't need cutbacks. We don't need, "Oh, we're trying to help by going through the school system." We need you to say, "Yeah, we'll help." That's all I really want to say. I just want to say that this is ridiculous.
this is bullshit. This is something that we need to think about more. For every politician who says that children are the future, try thinking about it for once and actually acting on your actions.
Hey, just before we end, let's do a healing, and let's do a healing for ourselves that we have. Rub your hands together, and we're going to have better orgasms. And we're going to practice safe sex because we respect ourselves. And we're going to have emotional safe sex. And we're going to have bigger orgasms. And we're going to come out to demonstrations and pick up people. And we're going to try to queer those straight people. And we're going to try to politicize those queer people. And we're going to have lots of orgasms while we do this. So just go om. We're taking it over. We're taking om over. Om. Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard the word sex so many times at a demo, so that's great. Sex! So that's it for speakers, and I see a bunch of rich assholes who support Maine Court starting to filter in the hotel. So I'd like to encourage people to maybe stop looking at the stage and start looking at the real enemy, who are the people entering the hotel, and give them the royal welcome that they all deserve. Thanks.